From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Kaz Bovin. Canada is reporting over 7,500 new COVID-19 cases today. Nova Scotia is seeing 426 infections, that province's highest single-day spike so far. New Brunswick has 126, Newfoundland and Labrador 23. Saskatchewan is reporting 61 new cases today, and both Ontario and Quebec are seeing another day of more than 3,000 cases each. In response to the fast-spreading Omicron variant, a number of provinces are bringing in new pandemic restrictions ahead of the holidays. Starting tomorrow in Ontario, businesses will be limited to 50% capacity, and indoor gatherings will be capped at 10 people. Dr. Neely Kaplan-Mirth, an Ottawa-area family doctor, says people should think twice about gatherings even within those limits.
Even though the province has allowed people to still get together with 10 people, like, don't do that. Don't do that unless you happen to be an immediate family of 10 people, of course, but don't get together and don't travel. Don't do anything that you don't have to do, because we need this to be better contained than it is.
Kaplan-Mirth also says Ontario should not have waited this long to ramp up its vaccine booster campaign. Starting Monday, all Ontarians over the age of 18 are eligible to book a third dose of a COVID vaccine. Prince Edward Island has seen a lower rate of COVID-19 cases from previous waves of the virus. The province is taking steps to slow the spread of Omicron. Wayne Thibodeau explains.
PEI announced a record 31 new cases yesterday, triple the previous daily high. The island now has 75 active cases. That's also a record. Dr. Heather Morrison, the province's chief public health officer, is bracing islanders for a rough road ahead.
Like other provinces, we are in for a very challenging time with great potential to strain all aspects of our healthcare system and to disrupt the province in general.
Back in PEI, Morrison says the province is putting steps in place to try to get ahead of the variant, including limiting personal gatherings, canceling indoor sports, and making physical distancing requirements law. With more than 90% of the population vaccinated and more knowledge about the virus, she says island residents can weather this storm. Wayne Thibodeau, CBC News, Charlottetown.
The capital of the UK has declared a major incident. Over 26,000 cases of COVID-19 have been reported in London, England alone. British officials are mobilizing to respond to an unprecedented pandemic surge. Dominic Valaitis has the latest.
London is facing a huge surge in the number of COVID cases. On Friday, more than 26,000 infections were recorded, the largest daily increase since the pandemic began. Hospital admissions in the capital are also up, with more than 1,500 Londoners now occupying beds. The UK's Health Security Agency said more than 10,000 new cases of Omicron have been identified, taking the total number of the new variants to just under 25,000. Officials are now reportedly drawing up plans for a two-week circuit breaker for England, which would include a ban on indoor mixing and indoor hospitality. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, meanwhile, is expected to hold an emergency meeting with the leaders of Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland this weekend to discuss what has been dubbed the Omicron crisis. Dominic Valaitis, CBC News, London.
Over a dozen people are dead after an explosion in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi. It happened near a bank building after authorities say a buildup of gas in the sewage system ignited. Mohammed Arsalan witnessed what happened.
I came here to get petrol. We were queuing up when suddenly there was a loud explosion. My friend hurt his back and we sent him to hospital immediately. There were many people injured and trapped in the rubble, including a child. People here pulled out about 15 victims from the rubble.
Crews are still searching through the debris. That's your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Kaz Bovin.